Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. It's Israel's 70th birthday, and history is made as the U.S. Embassy is moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Jim Jr. will join me here in just a moment with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jim Jr., our oldest son, is located at the new United States Embassy, which has been moved into Jerusalem on this very historic and prophetic day. We go to Jerusalem now. Jim, you're able to see the embassy from where you're located there in Jerusalem. Is that correct?
Yes, what a great, unbelievable day. It was so great to see Benjamin Netanyahu give his speech, and especially thanking President Trump for everything that he's done to move the embassy to Jerusalem.
And then last February, when the president announced he would do that on the 70th birthday of the State of Israel. High security, I would imagine, Jim, as this has taken place today.
As a matter of fact, the neighborhood where the new embassy is located was evacuated, but they're all very happy. We talked to a couple of them, and they're very happy that the embassy has been moved to Jerusalem. Prime Minister Netanyahu, his speech that he gave when he sat there, he said, "These are the fields that I used to play in when my brother and I, Yoni, when they were 6 and 3 years of age, they used to play in these fields, and it's a historic moment that the embassy has been moved to these very fields that they played in as little kids." The government and the people of Israel are very thankful that now a once divided capital is, because of that move of the embassy to Jerusalem, has made it the undisputed capital of the Jewish people.
As Prime Minister Netanyahu said in his speech of dedication, I thought it was very interesting. He referred, and in fact, it sounded like a sermon that somebody was preaching. He referred to Abraham, who brought Isaac to Jerusalem, and then King David. 2 Samuel chapter 5, God gave King David Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish people. So it was a very important historic day, but had great prophetic significance as well. Don't you believe, Jim?
You know, the amazing thing was to see everyone in tears, everyone that was here, excited about it. Scripture, not only from Christian leaders in the United States that were here, Jewish leaders that are here in the country and from the United States, everyone sounded like they were all on the same page and in accordance together.
Well, and in fact, this is almost like a page out of Bible prophecy as well, when you realize how significant Jerusalem will be in the end times.
It is interesting. This is an indication that we are living in the end times.
Yes, Bible prophecy is fulfilled, in particular as you focus on the city of Jerusalem. Jim, thank you so very much for giving us an on-the-site report from the new U.S. Embassy located there in Jerusalem, its significance politically and prophetically. Appreciate it, Jim, and thank you so very much for this report.
You're certainly welcome.
We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...